It's time for a Travel Michigan update, and today we see if the sap is flowing. It's the Michigan Maple Syrup Association second annual Michigan Maple Weekends coming up during the month of March. And Joe Woods, the director of the Michigan Maple Syrup Association, joins us on the line. I was pretty amazed when I went on your website, Joe, and found out that Michigan maple syrup, fifth in the nation as far as the production of maple syrup? That's pretty impressive.
Yes, a lot of room for growth, but it is pretty impressive. We just need Michigan needs to realize that we do produce it.
Yeah. Now, coming up in March, and based on obviously where in the state you are, based on when it'll finally warm up, you're holding a series of Michigan Maple Weekends to kind of familiarize folks with what's happening with maple syrup here in Michigan, right?
Yes. The idea is to get people out to their local sugar makers and sugar farmers and sugar bushes and see where their food is coming from.
Why is maple syrup so special?
Well, it is the first crop that a farmer would have in a year, and it's been a very, very specialized crop because it's only grown in maple trees, and that is in the northeastern part of the United States. And Canada.
All right. So not all the parts of the U.S. have it, but we do certainly. As far as the harvesting and the making of, obviously, from the sap into syrup, it's kind of a special process too, isn't it?
Yes, because it requires the removal of the water from the sap to get it down to a syrup content. And then part of that also is the heat that helps caramelize it, which gives you flavor.
All right. But the taste of maple syrup is like none other.
Very much so. It's much different than a normal sweetener. It actually has flavor.
Yeah. So all these sites, you've got 30 different sites that are going to be a part of this. What kind of things will people experience when they go to them?
Well, the different producers will have different things going on. For us, it's a very family friendly environment. My son will take the little kids out and help them tap a tree. We have a lot of samples of uses of the maple syrup and other products like maple candy and maple cream and maple sugar. And also they see the process of how much work it goes into is to produce that gallon of maple syrup that they find on their shelf.
Yeah. Well, and Union City, Rotary, I know they do that as a big fundraiser every year, tapping the trees in Union City and making the syrup and selling that. So that's one of the ones around here. For the lower part of the state of Michigan, March 15th and 16th are the dates for this, the second annual Michigan Maple Weekend. Any prognosis on what it's going to look like this year based on what the winter's been?
So far, with the weather, it should be a very good year. It may actually start a little bit late this year, at least for us. We have a lot of snow cover here. But it should be a very good year, and I just encourage people to get out and but make sure they wear their boots.
There you go. What temperature do you need to make the sap start to run?
The perfect ideal day is a freezing night, say 20, 25 degrees at night, and say about 35 to 40 degrees during the daytime and some sun.
Okay. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for those.
Yes, we're hoping so.
Okay. For more information, folks, you can go to the website. It's mi-maplesyrup.com. Find out everything you need to know about it. The Michigan Maple Weekend's coming up. Joe, thanks, and good luck with syrup this year, all right?
And thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Joe Woods, the director of the Michigan Maple Syrup Association, with us on this edition of our Travel Michigan Update.